This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome, folks, to Bluefield, Iowa. Bluefield, Iowa, home of the Davis County Mustangs, where the Albia Blue Demons are on the mat tonight on 96.7 KIIC and streaming live on KIICradio.com. Call your friends, call your acquaintances, call your fanatics of wrestling, and let them know that Albia is on the radio tonight. We're going to have a great night of wrestling here from Bloomfield. Albia Blue Demons are competing with a 28-3 record. They're going to try to add to their school record 28 wins against only 3 losses. Be going up against Davis County. The first match of the evening is going to be Albia's Luke Sinclair. He's out on the mat against Cody Smith from Davis County. And we're just underway here, folks. Joe Sinclair bringing you this live wrestling action on 96.7. I want to thank all of those great sponsors out here, including Summers Insurance on the north side of the square in Albia, bring you a live wrestling action. So this is a JV match we'll bring to you. Luke on the mat for the Blue Demons. Taking care of, up against a Pleasantville kid. And we'll bring you this match. There's a nice little shuck by Luke Sinclair. Takes his opponent down to the mat. And Luke Sinclair gets back behind, covers, side roll by his Pleasantville opponent. Albia will be wrestling Central Decatur and Pleasantville after their conference tilt against Davis County. So some warm-up wrestling for you tonight here, folks. Got JV action to start it off. There's a reversal there. Nice side roll by the 120-pounder from Pleasantville. Gets a side roll executed. Works a quick turn move on Sinclair. Luke Sinclair competing in there for the Blue Demons JV. He trails now 4-2 after that near fall. Davis County, talented squad, been a nemesis for the Albia Blue Demons for many years. And here's a JV match. Luke Sinclair kind of got caught in a tilt right there. There's a figure four on the body. Back points being awarded for the Pleasantville wrestler. And I'm not sure what that wrestler's name is. But we are competing here at JV tonight, and want to mention all of our great sponsors that take care of bringing you this live high school sports action. It's not just wrestling. We've got boys basketball, girls basketball. You heard that great football coverage all fall, and we'll be bringing you baseball this summer as well. So I want to thank all these sponsors, including Edward Jones and Albia on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Brian Crosser, registered representative. Go through the first period here. Luke Sinclair trails by a score of 7-2. He got that first takedown. And then reversal and a couple of sets of back points for his opponent from Pleasantville. Also, bringing you wrestling tonight, Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Sheraton Valley Electric, keeping the lights on in Albia and rural Monroe County. Dr. William Adler helps sponsor the Blue Demon Athletics. Dr. William Adler helping you to see for decades. Here we've got a JV match going. It's Luke Sinclair. He's up against a talented wrestler, obviously, from Pleasantville. And he trails now 11-2. A reversal there for the Pleasantville wrestler as we count down through a minute and a half remaining in the second period of this JV match. So Albia has a pretty full lineup tonight, folks. Kyle Sennett and Storm Little weighed in today at 106. One of those wrestlers will probably wrestle at 113, which is listed as open for the Blue Demons, as well as 120, which is listed as open for the Blue Demons. At 126 pounds, it'll be Shadow Leshen going out onto the mat at the varsity level for the Blue Demons. And then at 32, it'll be Bryce Leshen, and also Kyle Underwood weighed in this afternoon at 132 pounds. At 138 pounds, Blake Lawless is the varsity wrestler, and he's backed up by Michael Terrell and Luke Sinclair. Luke Sinclair out on the mat for the Blue Demons right now, and he's competing, trailing 11-2 with 38 seconds remaining in the second period of that match. And Luke on the bottom position, but he's got his opponent a little bit high, and looks like he's going to get, he couldn't quite get that two-point reversal before they go out of bounds. So with 26 seconds to go, Luke Sinclair will get set again at the center of the mat. Sinclair set. Luke Sinclair is covered by Pleasantville's wrestler. Pleasantville gets the stall call. He's ahead 11-2, and with 15 seconds to go, doesn't have much going on there. Puts a cross leg right in there now. Tries to tilt. Sinclair grabs the leg off of that tilt. Tries to get the leg elevated and get out and escape, but he is not going to be able to get that done before time expires. So Luke Sinclair goes to the third period trailing 2-11 in this JV match. JV here competing before the varsity. It's going to be Albia versus Davis County in the first varsity match of the evening. And we'll finish giving you those rosters for the Blue Demons. At 145 pounds, Caleb White weighed in for the varsity spot. He'll be backed up by Trevor Cromroy and Eric Plate. At 152 pounds, Hugh Sinclair weighed in. Hugh's been fighting a knee injury. And at 160, Griffin Osing, who's been ill most of the last couple weeks, he weighed in today at 160. We've also got Christian Paulus at 160. At 170, a couple of talented Albia wrestlers weighed in at 170, Brett Leshen and Dalton Fulkers. So a couple of state-ranked wrestlers weighed in at 170. Also, Calhan Whistler weighs in at 170 today for the Blue Demons. At 182 pounds, Zach Armstrong is a wrestler for the Blue Demons. At 195, it's Carter Isley and Jacob West. And one of those will take the 195 class, and the other one will take 220, as 220 is an open class for the Blue Demons. And at 285, Connor McDonough, Trevor Blackford, and Robert Hannon, all three weighed in for the Blue Demons. And in JV action, Luke Sinclair's on the mat against a Pleasantville opponent. The other opponents tonight will be Central, Decatur, and Pleasantville, as well as the Davis County Mustangs. So this live high school wrestling action is going to be coming to you for the next couple hours, folks. So stay right where you're at as the Blue Demons are on the radio. Joe Millage and the fine crew, including Scotty Fry, back on the board in Albia, high above the square in high fidelity. Scotty Fry taking care of the board for the radio tonight. So third period action here. Luke Sinclair trailing right now. And he's doing a good job of fighting to the finish, but he will lose this JV match. And we're going to have a couple other Albia wrestlers come out here in just a couple minutes, it looks like, for the JV. We're going to start tonight's matches, guys, at, I believe, 120 pounds. The 120-pounders will come out first. So Albia might have to spot a six-point lead to Davis County tonight before they get into the meat and potatoes of their lineup. Meat and potatoes part of their lineup that has been decimated here the last few dual meets, which included a couple of losses due to injury and illness. So injury and illness, something that you always worry about in the winter months. The winter months are the tough ones for a wrestler. You're trying to cut weight, flu bug goes around, the cold bug goes around, and it's a it's an unfortunate when it happens to your team, but all the teams have to put up with the same conditions. You know, the same fatigue and the same, you know, dehydration. It's a tough thing to be a wrestler. There's nothing tougher than it. I like to say that football is just a tune-up for wrestling, folks. And glad that we got great sponsors helping to bring the wrestling action to you live in high fidelity from the Davis County Bloomfield Gymnasium tonight. And that includes Hammer Medical, Benton Place Apartments, AgriVision John Deere, and the Monroe County Hospital. And now on a JV match, it's going to be Central Decatur out there against Albia's. That's Callahan Whistler. So Callahan Whistler out there. He's on his feet. Headgear comes off. We're just underway here. And we're going to stop the match so Callahan can get his headgear back on. Oh, I'm in error there. That's Eric Plate. That's Eric Plate out there at 145 pounds competing. Blue Demons tonight will be trying to continue their perfect string in conference action against a talented Davis County team. Davis County's got a full lineup. They've got a wrestler at every weight except 113 pounds. They've got a couple six-pounders that they could bump one of those up. So we'll see if that's what they elect to do. Eric Plate getting turned over here with about a minute and four to go. He's locked up there pretty tight. Going to be a tough job for him to get out. See if he can get that done, but no. So that JV match is going to go Central Decatur's way. Central Decatur over here in Bloomfield tonight, along with Pleasantville and Albia, competing on the mat. We've got some JV matches coming your way right here now, and I think the next Albia JV wrestler to take the mat is going to be Zach Armstrong. So Zach Armstrong will head out there, and his opponent will also be from Central Decatur, and really like to be able to bring you guys listening at home some of these JV matches. These kids, they practice, every minute, same as the varsity wrestlers that you hear about when we give you the broadcasts of the varsity matches. And these are the future. This is the future of Albia Wrestling right here. Zach Armstrong, he's out there competing at 182 pounds. He's taken down by his Central Decatur opponent with a slick little single leg sweep. Now Armstrong, half Nelson put in on him there. He fights to get to his base, gets to his base, posts his leg, wipes off that half Nelson, sits out. Zach Armstrong, 182-pound JV wrestler for the Albia Blue Demons, out there against Central Decatur. There's a half Nelson again. Armstrong back to his base, wipes the half Nelson off. We've got a minute 24 to go here. First period action, JV, Albia against Central Decatur. It's Zach Armstrong on the mat and on your radio for the Albia Blue Demons. See the Albia coaching staff in the corner. And there's a slick little half Nelson by Central Decatur. And Zach Armstrong is tied up in a knot and gets pinned. But the Albia coaching staff got Dakota Poe and Dave Wenger in the corner. Blue Demon coaches that are off to the side include Tim Folkerts and Jeff Beal. So a lot of talent on that Albia Blue Demon coaching staff. Here comes Nick Pickerel. He's going to talk to the next JV wrestler to take the mat. And actually, that is the last JV match. So now we're going to have live contested Albia Blue Demon varsity wrestling action. So we're going to start this thing in about 90 seconds. So I'll kick it back to Scotty in the booth. Scotty, let's pay a couple bills. And when you hear me again, folks, it'll be Albia versus Bloomfield. 120 pounders on the mat when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
And we're back. We're back in Bloomfield, Iowa. Joe Sinclair on 96.7 and KIICradio.com bringing you live Blue Demon high school wrestling action. Saw a nice bunch of Blue Demon grapplers out on the mat in the JV matches. And now we're going to get to the varsity. We're starting this one at 120 pounds, folks. The Blue Demons did not weigh in 120-pounder. And we're waiting to see if Bloomfield is going to send a wrestler out. And I think Bloomfield's kind of waiting to see what's going to happen. And a little bit of a cat-and-mouse game here. And it looks like there will be a double forfeit at 120 because Shadow Leshen has taken the mat. He straps on the red visitor's leg band. And now they tell Shadow to get off the mat because there is a 120-pounder for the Davis County Mustangs. And that is going to be Cody Smith. Cody Smith weighed in at 120 for the Davis County Mustangs. He has his hands raised in a forfeit, and it's a six-point deficit for your Albion Blue Demons to start tonight's meet. Albion 28-3 on the season, trying to stay perfect in conference action against a talented and full lineup with exception of 113-pound Davis County squad. There's Shadow on the mat now. We're just underway, folks. 126-pounders, Shadow Leshen for Albia. It's Walker Henderson for the Davis County Mustangs. Leshen in on double leg. Good sprawl by Walker. Henderson sprawls, gets separation from Leshen. Leshen gets hand control. Comes back up with hand control. Drops levels again. Down on single leg. Whizzer by Henderson, but Leshen just powered through that. Takes him down in nifty fashion and leads 2-0. Cuts him at the edge of the mat. And we'll come back to the center. Actually, they called out of bounds before he got separation. So it's 2-0. Henderson gets set for Bloomfield. Shadow Leshen covers. Stand up by Henderson. Leshen trips him back to the mat. 1:15 left, first period action. Just underway here, folks. A 6-0 lead for the Davis County Mustangs on a forfeit in the 120-pound weight class. We're at 126 pounds where Shadow Leshen has taken down Walker Henderson with a double leg takedown, and he is riding Walker Henderson with a T-bar ride with 58 seconds to go. Shadow Leshen on top. Moves up. Puts the half Nelson in. Still has a T-bar through the crotch. T-bar through the crotch, folks. It's a move where the wrestler will take the wrestler that's on the bottom, grab his wrist, bring it down through his crotch, and try to either work control to get up on top and get a half Nelson or run a tilt. And Shadow trying to run the tilt here right now with 30 seconds to go. That's not going to work, so he gives up that T-bar ride, moves up to now he's trying to get a chicken wing in. Shadow a little frustrated here with 13 seconds to go. I think he thought he was going to be able to turn Walker Henderson, but tall, muscular Walker Henderson showing quite a bit of grit here. We're going to go to the second period with score 2-0. Shadow Leshen on top for your Albia Blue Demons. Shadow Leshen, top-ranked 126-pounder in the state. Choice is going to be made. Henderson takes a neutral position. Nope, Henderson defers. Shadow takes down. Leshen gets set. 2-0 lead for Leshen. Henderson covers and off the whistle. Leshen's first move is a stand-up. Stand-up, switch. Nice job by Henderson there. Just cuts him. Does not get reversed. So they're on their feet with Leshen leading 3-0. Now Leshen ties up. Tries to get an inside hook. Inside hook right there. Leshen controls hands. Shoots in on a single leg. Gets the takedown. And we've got a whistle. I think we got a thumb in the eye of Walker Henderson. And unusually, that match got stopped before Leshen got the takedown, which usually they don't stop it. But they did. They stopped this match. Leshen took down Walker. Looked like he got poked in the eye. But they called the points off. Nope. Now they're giving them back to him. So I don't know what they're having a conference, so it's either going to be a 5-0 score or a 3-0 score. Shadow Leshen on top at 120 pounds. And they've got medical staff looking at the eye of Walker Henderson. And now it looks like he might have a bloody nose, too. They're stuffing some cotton up the nose of the Davis County wrestler, Walker Henderson. I want to thank a lot of our sponsors tonight. Make sure everybody gets their due, and that is going to include Southern Iowa Technologies. Larry takes care of your electrical needs there at Southern Iowa Technologies. Also, Tharp Funeral Home and Jim and Charlie. That's Jimmy Van Claren and Charlie Sennett at Jim and Charlie's Grocery Store, your hometown grocery store, just north of the square in Albia. Okay, Shadow does get the takedown. That makes it 5-0, and he's going to cut Walker Henderson before the whistle blows here with 1:30 remaining in the second period. That'll make the score 5-1. Leshen from Albia on top, 5-1. The wrestlers are on their feet. We're counting down through a minute 30. There's a double leg takedown by Leshen. Moves up to a half Nelson. Can't quite get there before Walker gets to his stomach and There's an escape for Henderson. Leshen just cuts him. So that's 7-2. But that was a really good job by Walker Henderson. Leshen took him down to the mat, had his shoulders exposed for a split second. Leshen moved up, tried to put the half Nelson in, but in the time that Shadow went from being on his hips to being on his shoulders, Henderson was able to get to his stomach and avoid any back points. So the wrestlers are on their feet now with 57 seconds to go at 126 pounds. Albie Shadow Leshen leads by the score of 7-2. Team-wise, we started this one at 120, folks, and Albia did not weigh in a wrestler at 120 pounds, and Cody Smith took the six-point forfeit for the Bloomfield squad. Oh, there's a nifty ankle sweep by Leshen. Quickly takes down Walker Henderson. 9-2 now. Immediately gets cut by Leshen. That escape makes the score 9-3 with 26 seconds to go. Wrestlers are on their feet. There's another single leg near the edge of the mat. Leshen goes to the double leg, puts his opponent on his mat. And with 16 seconds to go, Leshen's just going to ride him. Tries to put the power half in now with 12 seconds to go. Leshen back on the hips now. Back on the hips. Leshen trying to make something happen here with 5 seconds to go. And looks like Walker Henderson might just be trying to keep from getting pinned or having too many points awarded to the Blue Demons. He's going to have his choice here to start the third period. He takes down. 11-3 score now. 8-point advantage for Shadow Leshen. Shadow's not even going to let the whistle start before he cuts him. He starts on his feet. The score now 11-4 with that escape for Shadow Leshen. Wrestlers are on their feet. Shadow Leshen on his feet. A shot in there by Walker Henderson. Sprawl by Leshen. Now Leshen in a front tie-up. Spins around. Gets a two-point takedown. Throws that half. But Henderson once again gets to his stomach. 13-4 the score now. It's a 9-point advantage for Leshen. Leshen trying to get a cradle in on the outside near the edge of the mat. Now Leshen with the ankle near the edge of the mat. We're off the mat. And Leshen is going to cut his opponent. That'll make it 13-5. So an 8-point advantage now for Shadow Leshen. Wrestlers are on their feet with a minute and 29 seconds remaining. Shadow Leshen from Albia. It's Walker Henderson for the Davis County Mustangs. This is Joe Sinclair with the live call on 96.7 KIIC. This is live high school wrestling action from the Bloomfield High School Gymnasium, where Shadow Leshen leads 13-5 in the third period against Walker Henderson from Bloomfield. The Davis County Mustangs always have a tough squad out there. There's Shadow Leshen in on a sweep. Gets behind, gets the 2 points. There's Walker Henderson in on an ankle there, though. So there's no points being awarded yet with 58 seconds to go. Now Leshen got his ankle back right there. Going to try a cradle now. Score still 13-5. And Walker Henderson hanging on to the leg and probably should get a stalemate call here because neither wrestler is improving right now. 36 seconds to go. There's the stalemate call. Probably about 15 seconds later than the other official that is on the mat would have called. Some of these officials, folks, they do things a little bit slower. Every official's got his own style. Some of them will let him wrestle 15, 20 seconds in a stalemate situation. Others just let him see if something happens. This is one of the latter that we've got right now. So the wrestlers are on their feet with 19 seconds to go. Shadow in on double leg. Dumps Walker Henderson to his back. That makes the score 15-5, a 10-point advantage for Shadow Leshen. And it looks like it's going to be a 4-point major decision, which will probably have to be considered an accomplishment for the Davis County Mustangs to not get a tech fall or a pin at the 126-pound class. So final score, 5-15. It is Albia's Shadow Leshen putting 4 points on the board for the Blue Demons. That makes the score 4-6 as we go to 132 pounds. 132-pounder Bryce Leshen heads out onto the mat, checks in at the scorer's table. Looks like Eric Allen is going to take the mat for Davis County. Leshen trots out, puts on the red leg band. Official heads over to the scorer's table, has a couple questions. I think he's wanting to have the weight classes changed. On the scoreboard, they have left it on 120 pounds since the beginning of this match. But, folks, Joe Sinclair is bringing this to you, and I know what weight we're wrestling at. It's 132-pounder Bryce Leshen for the Albia Blue Demons. It shows 2 minutes on the clock. It shows 6-4 as the team score. And they're waiting for the weight to change, I guess. I think that might have a rookie operator on the scorer's table, too. But, folks, the equipment that I'm operating off of now, I'm glad it's coming to you live in high fidelity, and apologize for Tuesday night's matches where we kind of had to bring it to you in the old scratchy telephone method. It was an evening of technical difficulties, but they were overcome, and we brought you Albia 3 victories against some quality opponents as we competed Tuesday night at Cardinal of Eldon. And we went to the south and east today. We're in the Bloomfield Gymnasium for the Davis County Mustangs. And Albia is trying to keep their perfect conference record intact. They trail in this one after the first two matches, 4-6. At 120 pounds, Albia did not weigh in a wrestler. And Davis County took the forfeit at 126. You just heard 5-15, major decision for Shadow Leshen over Walker Henderson. We're now going to try to compete at 132 pounds once they get the scorer's table, the scoreboard issues fixed. And this is a good time to mention Leffler Dirtworks and some of our other sponsors like Mick Furniture, guaranteed to be the largest furniture store on the west side of the Albia Square. Also Bluff Creek Archery, Community First Credit Union. Also want to mention Titan Machinery. Also, Summers Car Credit in Oskaloosa. Jimmy taking care of the mic for the football broadcast and taking care of the sponsorship of the wrestling all winter long. The Albia Blue Demons are, I think, going to finally get onto the mat, and here we go. We're wrestling. They don't have the scoreboard right yet, but we're wrestling, and Bryce Leshen just does a quick little shuck by and takes down Allen from Davis County. Now he puts the chicken wing in. Allen gets the arm barred on the right side. He's got the chicken in on the left. Bryce Leshen walks the head, posted leg by Allen there, but Leshen's got that chicken wing in pretty tight. If he can bar that arm, walked ahead. Now a great job posting leg there by Allen, and Leshen does not give up the chicken wing. Tries to put half on the other side. Now he walks the head, puts the double chicken wing in, scoring back points, sinks his hips, and it should be a pin for Albia's Bryce Leshen. He's got it in there tight. And if there was a arm that he had available, Allen would have tapped out before he got pinned in 44 seconds. So call that pin for Albia in 44 seconds. And Albia moves into the lead for the first time tonight by a score of 10-4. So a 44-second pin there for Bryce Leshen. And that was what the Blue Demons were looking for right there. 10-4. So the Blue Demons have their first lead of the night with Dalton Folkerts. Checking in at the score, excuse me, Dalton Folkerts, that's Blake Lawless. Dalton, if we had Dalton weighing in at 138, folks, it would be an event. But that's going to be Blake Lawless. So Blake Lawless checks in. It looks like his opponent is going to be Brad Jones. Nope, they are not going to send a wrestler out at 138 pounds. So that forfeit for Albia makes the score 16-4. Excuse me. That would make it 16-6. Yeah, 0-6 with a forfeit. Shadow made it 4-6, and then 12 more points on top of that. Makes it 16-6 right now. As we go to 145 pounds. Caleb White out there on the mat for the Albia Blue Demons. First move in there, tie up. Caleb White on his feet. We're at 145 pounds, folks. 16-6, the Albia Blue Demons on top of this one. Caleb White weighed in today at 145 pounds. He's a tall, lanky 45-pounder. Likes that Kelly move. Hits it right here at the edge of the mat, but they're out of bounds. Cannot get control. We're going to go back to the mat in neutral. Both wrestlers on their feet. Looks like it's Austin White for the Davis County Mustangs here at 145 pounds. So we got a couple of senior grapplers at 45 here for Albia and Davis County. Albia's got a 10-point lead, folks. Been a little bit of a scrape. Albia didn't weigh in a 120-pound wrestler. Dropped down to a 6-0 deficit on the forfeit. Shadow Leshen got a 5-15 major decision. Then Bryce Leshen executed a 44-second pin as Caleb White gets in on double leg. Gets on double leg, dumps his opponent to his butt. Gets behind, gets control, and there's a two-point takedown with 56 seconds to go for Caleb White. Caleb White on top, 2-0. We're at 145 pounds at the Bloomfield High School Gymnasium where Caleb White just took down Austin White. So the White boys are grappling each other here. It's Albia versus Bloomfield, 145 pounds. Now White tries cross-body ride. Got the leg in. Gets the leg out, gets off to the side, bars the right arm. Now he goes two on one, tries to put the half Nelson in on the right side with arm barred with the left. That's Caleb White. Austin White posts the leg. We got 14 seconds to go. Now stand-up attempt there by White. That's Austin White from Bloomfield. Caleb White takes him back down the mount to the mat, puts the chicken wing in, tries to walk ahead, but with 3 seconds to go, he can't quite get him turned. There's one, two. Yes, he does. With less than a tenth of a second remaining, Caleb White got the two count, and that's worth 2 points, 4-0. And really liked what I saw there, folks, with Caleb White working with not very much time left, wrestled the full two-minute period. And that 2 points gives him the lead, 4-2, 4-0. 4-0, White takes down to start the second period. His first move is a stand-up. That's Caleb White. Caleb White gets the stand-up. Now stands up, hits a stand-up switch, and gets behind. He's going to get at least one here, folks, as we're off the mat. And it will be a 5-0 lead for Caleb White. Austin White from Bloomfield lost control as they went off the mat, and that one-point escape for Caleb White extends his lead to 5-0 at 145 pounds. We've got a minute and 35 remaining in the second period. Caleb White for Albia on top, 5-0. This 145-pound match being brought to you, folks, by Dewey Motor Company and People's State Bank, south of Square in Albia. There's a double leg by Caleb White. He's got the head in the middle. Needs to lift him and get to the outside. Nice job by Austin White getting back on the ankles. Austin White trying to hang on to the ankle and avoid getting the takedown. And Caleb White gets the leg in. There's the two-point, whether he sees it or not. Yeah, there's the two-point takedown for Caleb White. Kind of a slow call there, but we haven't seen anything too fast tonight, I guess, so wouldn't expect much different. Caleb White on top, 7-0 now, in control of this match. There's 45 seconds remaining in the second period. Albia's Caleb White, Bloomfield's Austin White. So I guarantee you, the winner of this match is going to be named White. Caleb's got him with the arm barred at the edge of the circle, and we're going to go out of bounds and come back with 29.3 seconds remaining. So 29 to go here, Albia. Caleb White at 145 pounds on top, 7-0. If you're just joining us, folks, this is Joe Sinclair on 96.7, bringing you Albia High School varsity wrestling action, where the Blue Demons lead the conference foe, Davis County Mustangs, by a score of 16-6. Now we got a stall call against Austin White from Bloomfield. White gets taken to the mat by Caleb White. Caleb White comes in with a butcher. Now a deep waist ride with 7 seconds to go in the second period. It's a 7-0 lead for Caleb White. Caleb White working hard on top. Runs that chicken wing with less than 2 seconds to go. Gets the two count. And that is two more points for Caleb White. Makes the score 9-0. So a very meticulous job here by Caleb White. His opponent, Austin White, starts the third period, selects the down position. Austin White gets set. Caleb White covers from the left side. First move off the whistle is a sit out by Austin White. Caleb White gets behind, breaks him down now. Breaks him down, puts the chicken wing in on the left side. Bars the arm on the right. Now goes to a deep waist with the chicken wing on the left. Chicken wing's been the pinning combination that scored White near fall points at both the conclusion of the first and second periods. Very last second near fall points for Caleb White. He had Austin White on his back both times. Would have been at least three if there had been five more seconds in both of those first two periods. But as it is right now, it's a 9-0 lead for Caleb White. He's working hard on top. His opponent, Austin White, has already been warned once for stalling. And Austin White really not doing a lot right here with a minute and 18 to go, except just trying to not... Hey, that kid's fishing. flopping around on the mat like a fish. So Caleb White working hard on top, puts chicken wing in. Austin White takes that away. Caleb White now moves up, bars the arm on the right side, puts a, there is a stalemate call, and Austin White just trying to keep from getting pinned. He trails this one 9-0 against Albia's Caleb White. Caleb White covers Austin White from the left side again, and I don't know what happened there. It was a very delayed whistle, and we're going to have a caution on Caleb White. Both wrestlers flinched, but Caleb White got the caution for jumping the whistle. The whistle never blew, but both wrestlers were going after. Now is a half Nelson by Caleb White with 45 seconds to go. Caleb White tries a power half now. Now he's going to try a cradle, and really can't believe that we're not seeing a stall call here again on Bloomfield. Bloomfield wrestler just clammed up here. Caleb White working very hard now. Puts a corkscrew right in. Now he's trying to bar the arm. And now a stand-up by Austin White, and we're off the mat. No change in the situation with 18 seconds to go. So finally got a little bit of action out of the Bloomfield wrestler there as we count down through the final 18 seconds of this 145-pound match. Albia's Caleb White on top, 9-0. Now there's a T-bar by Caleb White. Tries to put the leg in and cast over. Try to make something happen here and get some back points for the Blue Demons, but with 5 seconds to go, it's stand-up attempt there by. And there's a 1 point. That does not change the result. It's 9-1, the 8-point margin for Albia on a last-second escape by Austin White. And that'll be four more for Albia. That makes the score 20-6. So 20-6 as we go to 152 pounds. And, hey, we got Hugh Sinclair out on the mat for the first time in a couple weeks, folks. He's been fighting a knee injury that he suffered there in Marshalltown. He's going up against Dylan Henderson from Davis County. These two wrestlers have met twice already this year and split a pair of decisions. So Hugh Sinclair out on the mat for the Blue Demons. Shakes his hand of the opponent, Dylan Henderson. Henderson takes the first shot, sprawl by Sinclair. Now Sinclair in there on a single leg. Gets a spin, gets behind. Up and up by Sinclair and Henderson, and still no score. 15 seconds gone, first period. Some fast action here. There's a dresser dump by Sinclair. Can't get behind to get the back points. And it's going to be off the mat, out of bounds. Score still 0-0. In a flurry of action, a lot of action here in this match here at 152 pounds. Hugh Sinclair on the mat for the Albia Blue Demons. He gets in there on a single leg. Nice sprawl by Henderson. Oh, and Sinclair nearly taking his back in a cow catcher, but alertly spins out of that. And we have got a flurry of action, folks. Should be here in Bloomfield watching this live high school wrestling action on 96.7. Wrestlers are tied up. There's Sinclair. He's got the dresser dump in. Counting back points. Gets a little bit too high, but he's counting the back points. Going to try to tie him up and pin him here with a minute 12 to go. He's got him chest to chest. Now Henderson gets Sinclair a little bit too high, and we're going to go off the mat here, out of bounds. We got a 2-point near fall for Hugh Sinclair to go with that takedown. Makes the score 4-0. Henderson gets back to the center of the mat. Gets set with a minute 4 to go. He is covered by Sinclair on the right side. First move by Henderson's a switch. Re-switch by Sinclair. Now Sinclair with a deep waist ride in there. 55 seconds to go. In the first period, a flurry of action to start this thing. 4-0 the lead for Hugh Sinclair. Want to thank all of our good friends listening on 96.7. Include John and Kathy Boss from Crop Services in Drakesville listening in on 96.7. There's a sit-out switch, and Sinclair cuts Henderson and gets the escape. So 4-1. Sinclair on top. There's a front tie-up by Hugh Sinclair. He's got hand control, gets in on a single leg, takes Henderson down. Now Henderson does a good job putting the whizzer in. Sinclair left the arm trailing, but does get behind, gets a 2-point takedown. Henderson gives it up, and it's 6-1 now with 9 seconds to go. Hugh Sinclair on top, 6-1, wrestling for the first time in a couple of weeks. So Hugh Sinclair takes the 6-1 lead. These two wrestlers, folks, really evenly matched. don't go anywhere. They've wrestled each other twice. They've split two decisions. A couple of talented wrestlers out here for Albia and Bloomfield. Henderson takes the choice in the second period, goes down. Albia leads this one by the score, 6-20. Henderson hits that switch again. Sinclair re-switches, gets behind. Now Henderson casts over, gets a two-point reversal. Sinclair has to give it up. It's 6-3 now. A two-point reversal for Dylan Henderson. Albia now up 6-3. Hugh Sinclair in the down position. Ooh, cradle being tied up here by Dylan Henderson. Sinclair getting a little bit too close, his head to his knee. And Henderson, a muscular 152-pounder, trying to work that cradle. Sinclair trying to post his leg and fight it off. Henderson gets a little bit too high. Sinclair reaches in, grabs the leg, can't quite get it. And Henderson has to give up the cradle, gets back on the hips, and Sinclair with a minute and 20 to go. Hugh Sinclair in the down position. And there's a tilt in there by Henderson. He gets a two back points on a tilt, makes it 6-5. And that was a very dangerous move by Walker Henderson. He now trails this one 6-5. And with a minute to go, Hugh Sinclair needs to get out, get a two-point advantage going into this third period. Now there's Henderson, a little bit too high. Sinclair grabs the leg. Henderson puts the leg in. He's got the crossbody right in. Looks to me like a little bit of fatigue on the Albia wrestler here as we count down through 46 seconds to go in the second period. So I wondered maybe if the fatigue factor wouldn't come into play for Hugh Sinclair. Hadn't wrestled for a couple of weeks here. Hasn't wrestled, hasn't practiced. Been working, rehabilitating an injured knee up at Marshalltown a couple weeks ago. Here's an outside cradle attempt by Dylan Henderson with 27 seconds to go. We're at the edge of the mat. Henderson's got the cradle locked up. Sinclair's trying to kick out of it, does kick out of it, rolls through, and gets out of bounds without a score on the back point. So 6-5, still the lead for Dylan Henderson, 6-5 lead for Hugh Sinclair at 152 pounds. This 52-pound match being brought to you by the First Iowa State Bank and Hy-Vee. There's a sit-out by Sinclair with 15 seconds to go. He gets to his feet now. Henderson back to his leg. And there's a bad leg by Sinclair. And Sinclair had to give it up. There is a reversal now by Sinclair. Nope. Yeah, there's a reversal for Sinclair. There's two. And he waves it off as the time expires. I think the score is a two back points and a 1 point. So I think the score is going to be 8-8. I think. It might be 7-7. That they're going to have to confer here. Now the score is 8-7. Sinclair in on a single leg. We start this third period in the neutral position. Sinclair took neutral to start the third period. We are tied 7-7, folks. It's a 152-pound match. These two wrestlers have both. And there is Sinclair gets caught with an arm out on trying. There's 2 points for Henderson. And there's a... Henderson is getting back points. Sinclair shot in, had an arm trailing, and Henderson grabbed that trailing arm, got the underhook, puts Sinclair on his back, and Sinclair's fighting off his back right now. It was a 5-point move. They've got the score now at 13-8, so it must have been 8-8 when this thing started. Sinclair on his back, fighting off his back. He's led this whole match, but in the third period, starting from the neutral position, Hugh Sinclair got pinned. So give Dylan Henderson the credit there, a come-from-behind win, and that's 6 points for the Davis County Mustangs. That advances the score to 20-12. Albia still leads. So Hugh Sinclair showing a little bit of fatigue there. First time he'd wrestled in a couple of weeks, and he limps off the mat and hopefully didn't re-injure that knee too badly as Griffin Osing takes the mat at 160 pounds for the Blue Demons. At 160 pounds, Griffin Osing takes the mat with the Blue Demons leading by a score 20-12. Boy, we've had some exciting wrestling action for you here tonight, folks. Griffin Osing's opponent is a talented Spencer Bassett. A couple of senior grapplers out there for Albia and Davis County. Osing in on a single leg. There's a cross face and counter by Bassett. Bassett gets out of it and back to their feet. Snap down by Osing. That doesn't work. So the wrestlers are back to the neutral position with a minute and a half remaining in the first period at 160 pounds. Albia leading by the score of 20-12. Bloomfield came to wrestle tonight. They got their home crowd behind us, and they are behind their Davis County Mustangs. Now we're off the mat at 160 pounds where Griffin Osing is up against Spencer Bassett. Osing, top-ranked 152-pounder in the state, wrestling at 160 tonight. He gets an underhook on Bassett. Now there's a single-leg shot by Osing. Bassett really showing a lot of respect to Osing. Hasn't taken a shot yet. Now we've got a tie-up. And there's a shuck by Osing. Couldn't quite get behind him. And with 50 seconds to go, an ankle pick by Osing. Gets behind. Gets control. There's 2 points. And Spencer Bassett is injured at the center of the mat and looks like he might have hurt his knee on that takedown. So Griffin Osing got in there quickly on an ankle pick. And sometimes these wrestlers, folks, if they've got an ailment, something that they need taped up against a good wrestler, they won't put the tape on. They won't put the brace on. They'll just go out there and wrestle with what they got to make sure that the wrestler that they're wrestling against doesn't crank on it. And it kind of looked to me like the way that Spencer Bassett went down, he might have been nursing a sore right knee. That's the knee that they're working on right now. So it looks like we're going to have a little break in the action. We'll send it back to the station while the trainers take care of Spencer Bassett from Bloomfield. We're at 160 pounds where Albie's Griffin Osing is in an injury timeout against Spencer Bassett from Bloomfield. We'll be right back after this one commercial announcement.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
And we're back live. Joe Sinclair on 96.7 KIIC. We're at 160 pounds. Griffin Osing competing for the Albia Blue Demons. Blue Demons have a 20-12 lead showing on the board on the team score. Osing's lead is 2-0. He took down Spencer Bassett, the talented 160-pounder for Davis County, with a minute and 15 seconds gone in the first period. And they're attending to the knee of Spencer Bassett. So while there's still out there on the mat taking care of this injury to Spencer Bassett, I want to make sure that we thank our great sponsors back in Albia. And we are going to have an injury default. I'm not going to do that to any of our great sponsors. And what a great job of sportsmanship clear throughout this gymnasium. The Albia fans clapping. The Bloomfield fans clapping. Feel terrible for Spencer Bassett as he is assisted off the mat by the training staff at Davis County Bloomfield, nursing his right knee, and they immediately get him to a seat, put some ice on it, and hope for the best for Spencer Bassett, a talented senior, and he's, I'm sure, has a lot of wrestling that he wants to complete here in his senior season with the tournaments coming up. So that injury default makes the score 26-12. 26-12, Albie Blue Demons. Brett Leshen goes out on the mat, and the 170-pounder, Dylan DeCry, for Davis County, does not go out on the mat, so that makes the score 32-12. 32-12, Brett Leshen receives 6 forfeit points from Bloomfield at the 170-pound class. So we're going to move to 182, folks. At 182, it's Dalton Folkerts, not Blake Lawless, Dalton Folkerts. He's out there at 182 pounds representing the Albia Blue Demons. His opponent is going to be Brad Johnson. So Brad Johnson, Bloomfield, Dalton Folkerts, Albia. Folkerts in there on a head tie-up, tied up, dead. Sweep ankle there at that out-of-bounds circle. They're off the mat, and this is going to come back to the center. 12 seconds gone in the first period. Dalton Folkerts at 182 pounds on his way to a takedown. Nice little ankle pick there with the pressure staying on, and Dalton Folkerts takes down his opponent, Brad Johnson, at the edge of the mat. Johnson tries to flee the mat. Folkerts drags him back in, puts the deep waist in, puts the head in the hole, sit out by Johnson. Now Folkerts moves up to a half Nelson. Johnson gets to his base. Folkerts pressure on the hips, bars the arm on the left side, puts a half Nelson in on the right. Has to take that off as Johnson gets back to his base, puts the corkscrew right in. Now he's back on the legs. Bars the arm on the left again. puts half Nelson in on the left. Set out attempt by Johnson, and now a tilt attempt by Folkers, and Folkers alertly, a little bit too high, gets back behind. Now Johnson grabs Folkers' head, and Folkers can't quite use that as a lever, but does break him down with it with 56 seconds to go in the first period at 182 pounds. Albia leading 32-12. Folkers with first period takedown, 2-0 his advantage in this 182-pound match. Johnson from Davis County in the down position. Now Folkers gets the chicken wing in on the left, rolls it up, puts the double chicken wing in, walks the head, and back points being scored. It'll be a pin for Albia. Call that one in 1 minute and 27 seconds for Dalton Folkers. And give Johnson kid credit. He was a gamer. He went out there and did the best that he could. 38-12 now, your team score. So Albia with the 26-point advantage here, rolling into the 195-pound matchup, which will feature either Jacob West or Carter Isley. Blue Demon's waiting to see who Davis County trots out. And it's going to be Jacob West checking in for the Blue Demons. So West checks in at 195 pounds. And he will receive forfeit points, makes it 44-12. 44-12 and 4 matches to go. That is an insurmountable 32-point lead for your Albia Blue Demons with Carter Isley on the mat at 220. Isley takes the mat at 220, and looks like Davis County is going to counter with Ben Kinkart. So Kinkart for Davis County, Carter Isley for your Albia Blue Demons. We're going to have a 285-pound match, and then 106 pounds and 113 pounds. So just 4 matches remain for this duel, which has seen plenty of excitement. Carter Isley shakes his opponent Ben Kinkart's hand. Albia's Carter Isley ties up at the center of the circle, at the center of the mat. A little snap down move there by Isley. Gets behind, and that real quick snap there works to a T for Carter Isley. He gets the takedown. Cuts his opponent, and with just 19 seconds gone, Isley back in on a double leg at the edge of the mat, drags his opponent back in, and the official calls it out of bounds, off the mat, outside the circle. We reset it at the center of the mat. 2-1 the score, Carter Isley on top. Isley takes a shot, countered by Kinkart with a reshot. Carter backing up Kinkart. Kinkart just backing up. Isley does the shot, gets in on a single leg, turns it to double leg, gets 2 points for the takedown at the edge of the mat, makes the score 4-1. Isley cuts him immediately, so we'll start on the whistle in the neutral position with the score 4-2. Carter Isley cut his opponent a couple times and has taken a couple of takedown shots that were effective enough for 2 takedowns, makes the score 4-2. There's more pressure being applied by Carter Isley, and he's just pushing Ben Kinkart all around the mat. Like to see if we can either get a stall call here or have Kinkart stand in there at the center of the mat instead of working it to the edge in the back. There's more pressure by Isley, and he pushes Kinkart back to the edge of the mat. Looks like he might try to set him up right there with a shuck. Does the shuck, but we're off the mat again. Nope, now we're back on the mat. There's a double leg shot in there by Carter Isley, and at the edge of the mat, he gets that 2-point takedown. Keeps him down this time with 40 seconds to go. Moves up, tries to bar the arm, glances at the clock, sees what time he's got left. I think he's going to try to turn him over here, folks, with 33 seconds to go. Ben Kinkart clamming up. Isley trying to bar the arm on the left. Kinkart takes both hands and wipes it off. So now Carter Isley riding parallel, gets south sideways with 17 seconds to go. Going to try a half Nelson. Posted. Now there's a chicken wing by Carter Isley on the left side. Puts the chicken wing on the left side, rolls it over, walks the head with 7 seconds to go. Should be able to get a couple of back points if we don't have. There's one, there's two. Okay, a couple back points for Carter Isley. He'd have him pinned if he had a little bit more time, but time runs out. 2 back points for Carter Isley. And we've seen that 3 different times tonight, folks, where Albia has had a Davis County wrestler on his back. Happened to Caleb White after the first and second periods of his 145-pound match, counting back points with a good pinning combination in. and clock ran out, and it just happened to Carter Isley here in the first period at 220. 8-2 the score now. Carter Isley, three takedowns and a pair of near fall points is his points. He starts this second period in the down position at 220 pounds against Davis County Bloomfield's Ben Kincart. There's a sit out by Isley. Stands up, gets loose, comes back, meets Ben Kincart at the center of the mat, pushes him to the edge of the mat, takes a shot, they're off the mat, and should have a stall call next time that Isley pushes Kincart to the edge of the mat. There's a shot right at the center of the mat now by Isley. Gets in on single leg, sweeps. He elevates the right leg of Kincart, sweeps his left foot, trying to set it up here, goes to the double, and takes down Ben Kincart, makes the score 11-2. 9 point, all right, now Isley cuts him, makes it an 8 point advantage, it's 11-3. We're at second period action at 220 pounds. Albia's Carter Isley competing against Davis County's Ben Kincart. Kincart tries in vain to stop the double leg takedown by Carter Isley. Isley takes him down at the center at the edge of the mat. They go out of bounds with the score 13-3. Isley cuts him, makes it 13-4. There's a double leg in there again by Carter Isley. Has to stop his momentum at the edge of the mat because they're going to go out. Takes him down at the edge of the mat, and they're going to call it off the mat. So we're still in the neutral position with 57 seconds remaining at 220 pounds. Albia's Carter Isley putting on a takedown clinic here against Ben Kincart. There's an underhook now by Kincart. Can't make that work as they go off the mat. And that was the first offense we've seen out of Ben Kincart here for Davis County Bloomfield against Albia's Carter Isley. Isley in takes a little bit of a long shot. Underhook by Kincart. And now a single leg by Carter Isley, 15-4. Isley takes Kincart to the mat. 12-44 your score here, folks. 12-44. Now, here's a one-point escape for Kincart, and that was actually kind of a competed point. 15-5 now. There's a double leg and trip by Carter Isley. 17-5 now, a 12-point advantage. Carter Isley gets a three-point near fall here. This thing will be over. I'm sure he's going to try to get that pin for the Blue Demons here as we are competing at 220 pounds. Albia's got an insurmountable lead of 44-12. So Blue Demons really putting a show on tonight for you folks offensively as time runs out here. Score 17-5. Albia's Carter Isley on top at 220 pounds. We started off tonight, folks, at the 120-pound weight class. If you're just joining us on 96.7 KIIC, Albia did not weigh in a 120-pounder, and they immediately went down by a score of 0-6 on those forfeit points. Shadow Leshen has gotten a win. Bryce Leshen, Blake Lawless, Caleb White, Griffin Osing, Brett Leshen, Dalton Folkerts, and Jacob West, all scoring wins for your Albia Blue Demons. And now it's Carter Isley at 220 pounds trying to take down Ben Kincart. Kincart started in the down position. Isley released him, and we're going to go off the mat now. Kincart has gotten six escapes in this match. Those are his 6 points. 6-17 the score. Carter Isley in the third period has been a pinning machine. He's gotten a lot of first period pins and a lot of third period pins. There's the stall call against Kincart, and 1.4. Carter Isley makes the score 18-6. So the official getting tired of watching Kincart back up off the mat. Now there's a double leg shot in there by Isley. Leaves his arms out when he takes that shot. And underhook by Kincart. And he's not giving up, folks. There's a minute 18 left in this one. Kincart with the underhook, but Isley gets out of it. The wrestlers are on their feet. And at the edge of the mat, we go out of bounds. Looks like Carter Isley might have got a thumb to the eye there, but shakes his head, shakes it off, and meets Kincart back at the center of the mat with a minute and 10 seconds remaining in this 220-pound match. It's third period action at 220, folks. Albia's Carter Isley up 18-6. Shoots in on a single leg. Has his head to the inside. Kincart tries an underhook. Isley keeps that single leg. Takes him down. Makes the score 20-6. 20-6 with 50 seconds to go. It's like Isley's going to try to turn him over and see if he can't get some point. Nope, he's going to cut him. He's going to cut him. So a takedown here for Carter Isley with 40 seconds to go will end this match by. There's the takedown, and there it is. Carter Isley with the technical fall. That's five more points for the good guys, folks. 49-12. Albia leads after the 220-pound weight class. This match will conclude after the 113-pounders square off. And for Davis County, they did not weigh a 13-pounder in. So Albia will send their 285-pounder out now. And it's going to be Trevor Blackford. Trevor Blackford on the mat for the Blue Demons. The big boys are on the mat, folks, 285 pounds. And I really like this format, folks, where they start at a random weight and we don't have the big boys end of the match every time. It's a different weight. It's just totally random. It's kind of neat. You go from the biggest guys out there on the mat at 285, and then the next match is going to be the 106-pounders. And I really like the difference in styles between the heavier wrestlers and the little guys. Heavy wrestlers do a lot of what we're seeing right now. Off the whistle, the wrestlers tie up in a pummel, trying to get inside position, just kind of on their feet, weighing heavy, trying to get a weight or inertia advantage. And there's Trevor Blackford backing out of a tie. He's wrestling against Andy Veach from Davis County. Veach tries an underhook. Now Blackford in there with inside tie. Blackford got the inside tie there now. Veach tries to back out of that. Blackford keeps the pressure on. Trevor Blackford, 285-pounder for the Albia Blue Demons. Gets that inside tie in there again with a minute 20 to go here. A snap down by Blackford. Can't quite get the extension down. And Veach back to his feet. So don't really see too many shots for the big boys. They'll try some snap downs and some shucks. A lot of times they'll try a throw or just a bull rush pressure. Right now, we've got a stall warning against both wrestlers. This official is tired of watching them dance. So the dance continues, though, with 45 seconds to go. Now Trevor Blackford putting a little bit of pressure on. Tries to get in there on single leg. Gets the snap down. Tries to spin. Snaps. The pressure from Trevor Blackford, and he gets the two-point takedown. And with 28 seconds to go, tries to put a power half in on the right-hand side. He's got the half in there. Probably got away with a full Nelson right there, folks. Should probably be 2-1. But official not quite in a position to see that. Now there's a half Nelson by Trevor Blackford, and he's got it in there tight with 13 seconds to go. I think we're going to see a pin here for Trevor Blackford at 285 pounds. He's tight. He's chest-to-chest. Counting down through 7 seconds. There's just a slimmer of hope for Veach, but he goes down by fall in 1 minute and 57 seconds. 3 ticks left on the clock as Trevor Blackford, 6 more for Albia, makes it 54-12. 54-12 the score there as Trevor Blackford gets the pin for the Blue Demons. And that was a nice win for Trevor Blackford. Want to make sure that the fine folks at Titan Machinery are recognized for their sponsorship of Albia Blue Demon Athletics as we get ready to wrestle here at 106 pounds. Albia, big 54-12 lead, folks. And Kyle Sennett trots out there, gets forfeit points at 106. That makes the score 60-12. And looks like we're going to have a double forfeit at 113 pounds. So your final score, folks, is 60-12. 60-12, Albia and Davis County. Albia comes out on top. Davis County had forfeit at 120. And pin at 152, and it was all Blue Demons after that. Shadow and Bryce Leshen. Shadow had a win by a score of 5-15. Bryce got a pin in 55 seconds. Blake Lawless got a major decision at 138 pounds. Blake's 9-1 win was good for 4 points for the Blue Demons. Caleb White executed a pin. Griffin Osing got forfeit points, as well as Brett Leshen. Dalton Folkerts got the pin. Jacob West got forfeit points. And then it was Carter Isley with the tech fall. And Trevor Blackford at 285 pounds gets a first period pin. At 106 pounds, Kyle Sennett received forfeit points. That made the score 60-12 in favor of your Albia Blue Demon wrestling squad. So that was a great varsity conference match. Albia still perfect in conference wrestling action. They moved their record to 29-3 on the year. And we'll have about a probably 5-7 minute break, folks. We'll send it back to the station for some of that live classic country that you know and love. Don't go anywhere. This is Joe Sinclair on 96.7. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. They're going to give these wrestlers a little bit of a break, and then it'll be your Blue Demon wrestlers back on the mat against the squad from Central Decatur. So don't go anywhere. Scotty will bring you some messages and music, and we'll be right back.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world, but our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Did you know that falls in the home are a leading source of injury among seniors? Hammer Medical Supply is happy to announce our complete line of home modification services specifically designed to keep you and your loved ones safe at home. Navigate your home with a stair lift, home elevator, or portable or modular ramp. Reduce slips in the bathroom with a walk-in tub or barrier-free shower from Hammer. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
Do you remember when Woodstock was the place to be on that special weekend? Do you remember Mrs. Robinson? If you do, it means it's time to visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinics for your colorectal cancer screening scope. It could save your life. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics experienced physicians perform colonoscopies close to home in Albia. Ask your primary care provider for more information about the screening or for a referral and experience the Monroe County Hospital and Clinics difference.
It's easier to see clearly into the future when you're standing on a firm foundation formed by your past. This is Todd Barker.
And this is Don Athan. As many of you know, we've proudly formed AgriVision, your John Deere dealership with everything for your land.
That's everything for you, the John Deere customer. AgriVision will have more resources to offer our customers, and you can learn more by visiting agrivision.us or visit one of our 13 locations throughout southwest and south central Iowa.
AgriVision, everything for your land.
For always fresh cut and 100% natural meats, shop Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. USDA Select Family Packs of Boneless Angus Beef New York Strip Steaks are $6.99 per pound. Family Packs of 80% Lean Ground Beef are $2.99 per pound. Family Packs of Boneless Tenderized Pork Chops are just $2.79 per pound. That's at Jim and Charlie's, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on North Clinton in Albia.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
But now he's number one on the stage and the radio. Still he can't.